I'm Elena C. Thanks for joining me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we'll meet a musician who picked his instrument not because he wanted the challenge of it, not because he loved the music he'd be able to play on it, but actually because he thought it would be really easy. It's first-year percussion fellow Rajesh Prasad.
I started as a pianist, actually. And I started playing piano when I was pretty young, around 5 or 6 years old. But I started playing percussion in sixth grade, and I chose it because it was actually kind of weird. I chose it because I thought it was really easy. Because after playing piano, you know, you have to use all 10 fingers, and you have to read from 2 staves at the same time, and, you know, left hand, right hand, all that stuff. And then, you know, percussion, we start with snare drum, it's just rhythms and one line, so I thought that was a lot easier. But it turned out to be just as difficult in its own ways.
That's Rajesh Prasad. He's a percussionist, originally from Grove City, Ohio, and this is his first year with the New World Symphony. For a while, Rajesh focused mainly on the marimba. He just loved the sound of it. But it was after he headed off to college at Northwestern that he realized he wanted to work as an orchestral percussionist playing all the percussion instruments, not just the marimba.
I was opened up to a lot more of orchestral playing and things like that. I didn't have that much orchestral experience before I got to my undergrad. So once I started playing in orchestra, I really fell in love with the music, and I just really think it's the greatest music there is.
And one of the greatest pieces of that orchestral music, according to Rajesh? Richard Strauss's Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, a piece Rajesh was lucky enough to get to experience firsthand this season with the New World Symphony.
We played the first big concert with Michael Tilson Thomas. We did Till Eulenspiegel. That was a really memorable performance. Some of the smaller stuff has been really memorable, too. We did a gala concert. We played the scores from a few Alfred Hitchcock films. So we played along with the movie, and that was really memorable. It was a lot of fun. It's a combination of all the big concerts and all the small concerts. It's a lot of variety.
Variety in repertoire is just one reason why the New World Symphony is so great, according to Rajesh. Of course, there are lots of other reasons, too.
I think it's generally, the orchestra experience here and the colleagues that you're able to work with. Oftentimes, there's only 4 of us in the percussion section, 5 if you include the timpanist, and we are always, you know, just coming from different schools, and that melding of different ideas and different thoughts just really helps. There's a really healthy competition here, and, you know, we all want each other to succeed.
And Rajesh is determined to succeed during his time with the New World Symphony. He's excited about the next couple of seasons. Working with the group has been a goal he's had for as long as he can remember.
You know, I believe the percussion graduates of this orchestra are among, like, the most successful of any of the sections of the orchestra. Many of my older friends who are percussionists who I look up to have been a part of this orchestra. It was always a goal of mine to be a part of it. So I'm very happy to get the opportunity to do it.
First-year percussion fellow Rajesh Prasad, and I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.